Daf Mem Beis of the Mishnah. Amafkin Moritz Tzachaver. If you give someone money, cash to watch, Tzoron Vefshilachura, and he puts them in his backpack, he carries them behind him. Oy Shemosim of Noy Bitakatanim. Or if he gives the money to his children, his younger children to watch, V'Noel Bafneim Shaloikeroy. The Rashi learns this. Rashi explains this back on Daf Lamed. Hey, Lamed Vav. Rashi said that Noel Bafneim Shaloikeroy is not going on the money; it's going on the kids. So if you leave little kids money to watch, but you lock them in the house properly, the children, then they're going to watch the money. If someone comes in to steal the money, they'll scream and holler, and so someone else will come in and save them. But if you don't lock them in and the kids can leave, because that's what kids do, then no one's watching the money. That's when you're going to be responsible. So the Mishnah says, Chayiv, Shalashimir Kederech Hashem, you do not watch the money the proper way. Now we're talking over here as a Shomer Chinam. Okay, so normally a Shomer Chinam is Pater in Geneva, the Aveda, but here you consider a Peshea. You did not do a proper Shmir at all. If you didn't do a proper Shmir at all, then you're going to be Chayiv even Geneva Aveda. If you did a proper job, then of course the Shomer Chinam is going to be Pater, for Geneva Aveda is going to be Pater. Says man, Bishma Kulu, at least the Seifa Shalashim Kederech Hashem. It's a little bit strange the word Kulu, the way Rashi learns it, because it's one case. But when you give it to kids and you don't lock them up properly, so I understand why you're going to be chayiv over there, because you are Mamasha Pesheh, you didn't do a proper shmir on the money at all. El Tzarn Ravshin Lachurov, in the Resha case where you put them on your back, Mayhavad the Mavid, why is that not considered a proper shmirah? What better should you have done? So Amar Rav Yitzchak said, B'shem Rav Yitzchak, I'm going to quote a bunch of Amar, B'shem Rav Yitzchak, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by Meiser Sheni, when Asata Bakesef, you should be paid to Meiser Sheni with money, but Tzarta Kesef Yedech Tavalachta Lamakam Shivcha Hashem Alekecha Boy, you should be with Tzarta Kesef, you should wrap up the money in a package, wrap the money in your wallet, B'yodecho, and therefore Yitzchak Darshan's, even if they're wrapped up, even if they're in your wallet, they have to be in your hand, not behind you. When you want the proper way to protect money is that you see it always. Having it behind you on your backpack is not a proper way to protect money. From Rav Yitzchak, another Maamar Rav Yitzchak said from this same pasuk, you should not put your money away in some CD for 12 years, then you can't get your cash out. You need to have your cash available always for spending, for investment, for something like that. Don't lock your money up. Rashi says, you should always have your money available to invest. Don't lock it up in a way where it's impossible to get to it easily. Other investment advice, you should split your money up into thirds. That's my stuff. Shlish per karka, shlish per pagmacha, and shlish tachas yadi. So third tachas yadi means you should have cash available for shopping purposes, for whatever you need. Shlish per pagmacha is investment. A third should be investment, involved in investment. Shlish per karka, the mashal brings two pshat, which means Rashi does not really say over here. Either it means you should invest a third in real estate, that's a good investment, or it means, as we'll see in the Gemara in a few minutes, if you want to protect your cash, you should, the only way we're going to see the best way to protect cash when you're not traveling is to bury it in the ground. Because otherwise people will find, someone comes to Chas V'Shalom steal, it's very easy for them to find the money. So burying it in the ground is the advice in terms of not stealing it. You don't want to bury it all in the ground, because then when you want to go to the Makolet, you're not going to have cash available to go buy anything. So a shlish you should have available, a shlish invested, and a shlish either buried in the ground or invested in real estate. Rabbi Yitzchak, another mimer related to this. Ein abracha matzui elba davar hasamui min ayin. If you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give you shefa and bracha, so if you know exactly how much you have, whether it's cash or whether it's peiros or whatever it is, it's much harder for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give a harder kaviyachol for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give a bracha, because then it has to be a nace. You put down 100, you expect it to turn into 150 without doing anything. Poof, that's a nace nigla. Whereas if you don't know how much money is there, you just have a big pile of coins, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu can make it more, because maybe it was more, whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. So the proper way to allow bracha to come is when it's samui min ha'ayin, when you don't know how much there is. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha ba'asomecha. Ba'asomecha literally means in your oitzer, when your money is locked up, when your money is money, peiros, tefuah, whatever it is locked up, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you bracha. But we're darshaning it miloshon samui, miloshon something that you cannot see. If you want bracha, Hashem will give you bracha when you cannot see it. Tanad Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael explains it, not arguing. Ein habracha motzi lebedavar she'ein ha'ayin shelet this place, something you cannot see. Shenema yitzav Hashem yitcho es habracha ba'asimecha. So the Marsha says that we could be going on here either darshin from the word itcho, that it's something that nobody else could see, so it shouldn't be either an ayin hara, or people don't see it, so you don't have to be chashash of people stealing it. Same, he's not disagreeing with the previous drasha, just a different play on the words for that point. Tanan bottom. Now the Gemara sort of steer me in a base, says the Marsha. We just said you're not supposed to count everything. Now you're telling me what you do when you count. So Marsha says either you're counting it because you're doing some sort of investment, so you need to know how much money you have, or there's a, sometimes a mitzvah to count when you're taking trumas and maisers. So when you're taking trumas and maisers, you have to know. So therefore, when you're going to count your tavua for trumas and maisers, this is the process you should use, because we just said once you count it, bracha's gone. You can't have an opportunity for the bracha to come anymore. So this is your last chance to get bracha onto this tvua. So Aimer, on the way, you should say, Yiratzam afanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetishlach bracha v'mayis yedeinu. So that's a yiratzah. His chilomid, when you start actually counting, and we paskin this halacha l'mayis, and nowadays someone who has crops and things like that, you should make the bracha. Chaim Kanevsky says, you can make it bracha b'shem u'malchus. Aimer, bracha shalech bracha b'kriz hazeh. You should make such a bracha. I don't know if it means like you have a pocket full of money. If you count, before you count it, you should make such a bracha. It doesn't sound like it. But at least on tefillah and stuff like that, you're supposed to make such a bracha. Madad, if after you counted it all, the achakach birach, and now you say, oh, no, I forgot to make the bracha. I'll make the bracha now. No. I raise a tefillah shav. Then already it's a tefillah shav. Fishena bracha motzuli. But the rashokol bracha is not motzuli. Not something which is weighed. V'lovet amadet tamchik, which is counted. V'lovet davar amonui, whether you're counting it or volume or numbers. Ela b'davar asamim in unless it's something that you don't know what it is, how much you have, then a kosh bracha could be shayre bracha. Shenema the pasuk we quoted. Yitzav Hashem yitcha es a bracha ba'asimech.
That could also go about the cash money, you know?
It could be. Yeah. Could be, but we don't see that the bracha nirotzer is said by cash. That we don't see. Amar Shmuel, back to our halacha. Shmuel says, Ksofim einem shmir ela bekarka. Shmuel says, the proper way to be a shamer on money is to bury it in the ground. This is obviously not arguing in our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said, Tzartim be a chayra is no good. Mashmuel clearly, like Rabbi Yitzchak said, if you're holding it in your hand, that is good. So either it's one or the other, or some of Farshim say it depends if you're traveling or if you're standing still. If you're traveling, obviously you can't put it in the ground. Then you have to decide to be a decha as opposed to me from on your back. Whereas once you're still, you're home, you're where you're supposed to be, then the best way to do shmira is to bury it in the ground. Amar Rava, umaydi Shmuel, however Shmuel's maydi, sometimes if someone gives you money to watch, you don't necessarily have to go through the tircha of digging a hole in the ground and burying it. Be'er Shabbos, if Ben Hashmash, if someone comes running to you on the way to shul, right, says, oy vey, I forgot to take my money out of my pocket, you live next to the shul, can you watch this money for me till Motzei Shabbos? Okay, no problem, I'll be happy to watch it, but I'm not digging a hole now, right, I'm on the way to Mincha. So then you don't have to do a Shechira Bonim. But Motzei Shabbos, v'yishol Motzei Shabbos, after Havdalah, then Shil Makrinu v'la Makrinu Chayef. So if you could have an opportunity to bury it at Motzei Shabbos and you don't and it gets stolen, then in Chama you're a Pesheya because you did not watch the money the way you're supposed to do, you're supposed to bury it. But Vitzumer Abonenu, if it's Motzei Shabbos and the person who gave you the money, the Mafkid, was a Talmud Chacham, and he's Makbid to make Havdalah on wine, then Savar Dilmi Baile Zuzla Havdalasa. Then it could be he's going to come running to you right after Shabbos and say, I need the cash because I need to run to a store to buy some wine. And therefore, don't bury it right away. Wait, maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour after Shabbos. Make sure the person, the mafkid, made Havdalah, and then you should be, then you're mechuyev to bury it in the ground. However, it's not so simple because times change. Nowadays, people have metal detectors and they walk around the yard looking for buried money. So now you put it in. It's also not just that detectors. They learned the Gemara. Once Shmuel said the only way to protect money is to put it in the ground, so that everybody knows the money in the ground. Okay, so Mara says, okay, so forget that. You should put it b'shmeikar. You should put it in the tiles of the ceiling. Okay, well, now everybody knows that that's where the money is. But in the shchicha p'rumai, people go expose the roof and look for the money in the roof. So that doesn't work either. Eilam shmila b'nei urvi. You should put it in the walls, between the beams of the walls, like these hollow parts, like we have, you know, with gevis, etc. You should put it in there. Says the Gemara. Oh, there we go. The Amarava, it should be Vi Amarava or Di Amarava. Shmuel said you buried it in the ground. He said, obviously understands that sometimes that's not the appropriate way. Putting it into the walls, that is good. But nowadays, people know that trick too. And they walk around knocking on the walls to find the hollow spots where the money might be. So you should put it in the walls, but either right on the bottom where people can't knock it and see if it's hollow so easily, or on top where it reaches the joints of the ceiling. Also, it's not so easy to find the hollow spots there. Again, doing the best that you can. We have, Nisan, we learned by Hilchos Pesach that when you have chametz, so you have a lach of beer chametz, you have to get rid of it. So otherwise, Rashi says, you ever buy your raw. So by chametz, we said, chametz shenafel of mapolet, if you have a wall, you have an earthquake, something falls down and covers over the chametz, Tanakama says, areyu kemavur. You don't have to worry about it anymore. You're not worried that it's going to get exposed and you're going to be ever buy your raw. You're not worried if someone's going to come eat it. It's already under a huge pile of debris. It's fine. Everybody in Gaza, nobody has to worry about cleaning out their chametz. They're all fine. Rishon Gamliel Omer, Rishon Gamliel says, kol she'ena kelev yochel chapis achrav, the way to know if it's properly covered over is, can a dog get to it? Because if a dog could get to it, you have to be afraid that maybe a dog's going to dig under there, pull out the piece of chametz, and you're going to be able to bal up. Vitana, we learned over there, how deep does it have to be for a dog not to be able to get to it? Kamer chafishas kakelef gimel tvachim. So it has to be buried in the ground or buried under the rubble, 3 tvachim deep. Hachamai, when it comes to protecting money that we said you're supposed to put it in the ground, how deep does it have to be? Me being in shleish tvachim, it also has to be 3 tvachim deep. Olai, or as long as it's covered over and you can't see it, that's good enough. A malay hasam isham recha, buy food which has a smell, right? So then you have to bury it in the ground deeper, 3 tvachim deep, otherwise we're afraid the dog's going to get to it, being a gimel tvachim. Hachem isham echsuye, here it's just a question of covering it, so me'ena from your eye, labina gimel tvachim. I guess nowadays they have dogs that can smell cash, right? And they can smell cash, so maybe they'll be able to find it also. Right? Yeah. Vekama, amara from a misichra, that's the name of the city he was from, tefach, as long as there's the tefach under the ground, as long as you just get knocked over, you know, dirt just brushed out of the way, and then you see the money, it has to be at least a tefach. Hu gavra the ifkid zuzi gabi chavre. He gave his friend money to watch. Now we said the best thing to do is to bury it in the ground. Burying in the ground solves two purposes, as we explained before. A, people won't be able to find it, and B, it's also protected from fire. Okay, and things in the ground don't burn if it's covered over. So he didn't put it in the ground. So what he did was he put it in this, Rashi says it was a kind of round building that was built out of deckel branches, which is obviously very flammable, but it was out of the town. It was where they used to catch birds. It was kind of bird place they used to catch birds in. And therefore, the Mastam Aganif is not going to go there to steal anything from it. So in terms of his proper shmir from Geneva, he did a proper shmir from Geneva. It's in a place where Aganif, generally speaking, would not look for it. And therefore, he did it. But he was Peshea, because if there was a fire, it would have burned it down. So what happened over there? So Amar Yosef, Afak of the Geneva and Tirusu, even though he did a good job in terms of protecting it from Geneva, now, he didn't do a great job, because it was stolen at the end, right? The money was stolen. So he didn't do the best job, but he did a good enough job. He didn't do a good job in terms of protecting it from fire, and therefore, Havilei, this is what we referred to earlier, you didn't do a good job, but you did a good enough job for the way that it was actually lost. So then Rabbi Yosef says, you're going to be chayv. And Mefarshim say, many Mefarshim say, in this case, you're going to be chayv, because the Maisa, the job you did, it did get stolen from. And it was your fault. If you would have buried it in the ground, it wouldn't have been stolen. You put it in some little hut somewhere, which should have been good enough. Lamaisa was not good enough. But you did contribute to the negligence of it getting stolen. If you would have put it in the ground, it wouldn't have been stolen. And therefore, you're going to be chayef. Ikad yami no. Alpha gov the nura pshusi. Even though you did not do a good job in protecting it from fire, then you geneva nitirusu. You totally did a good enough job to protect it from being stolen. And therefore, tchazo pshiv sepianus is going to be putter. This machlokes we brought earlier. We discussed earlier in the Gemara if it died, if that also goes into this machlokes. The Hilchasot Chasav Shiv said behind this, the Gemara Paskins is going to be Chayv. Who got it? The Ifkid Zuzi Gabi Chavi gave his friend money to watch. Amalei, and he came back at the end of the time period. He said, Avli Zuzai, give me back my money. I need it now. Amalei, Leyadana Hechasvena. I said, I did such a good job protecting it. I don't remember where it is. I buried it in the ground somewhere, but I have no idea where it is. So also kameh derava amalei kola yadana pshusi. That's also a pshia. Don't tell me you did such a good job burying it in the ground. If you can't find it, that's no good also. That's also pshia. And zil shalom, you have to pay for, obviously, out of your own pocket as a pshia, even if you're a shemachin. Who gavre? Here are interesting stories. Who gavre? The ifkin zuzi gavre chavre. So he gave his friend money to watch. Ashla, the friend was, you know, going out of the house for a few hours. Ashlaminu le'ime. He gave it to his, the shomer gave it to his own mother to watch for. But he didn't tell his mother whose the money it was. He just said, I'm going out. Can you hold my wallet for me? No problem. Vosvinu bekartelisa. She took the money. She put it in a box, which is not a proper way to do shmirah. The ingav, and someone came in and stole the money. Samar Rava, how do we look at this? What are the different aspects of the case to look at? How should a shefet pass in such aloch? Namely, the zil shalim to tell him to pay, as Rashi says, the shemer shemashal shemer. We said is chayiv. We had a machlokes about this, but assuming you hold shemer shemashal shemer is chayiv, we talk about the different reasons why. Because I didn't trust you with the shvua, you didn't do a good enough job, etc. We had all the gemaras before. So if you're going to say he's going to make him chayiv. We already said earlier that even if you hold Shemir Shemashal Shemir is Chayiv, one of the exceptions is if you give it to a family member. Everybody understands when you give something to a Shemir to watch, there's a built-in understanding he might give it to a family member. And if you don't trust this family member, you never should have given it to him in the first place. And therefore, when you give it to him and he gives it to a family member and a mother is included in that list, then that is good enough. So the Shemir himself should not be Chayiv. Okay. So we're going to say, Neymar le'ima zil shlemi. Maybe you're going to say, the mother should have to pay, right? She should have to pay. She took over the Shemira. And if she took over the Shemira, she should have done a better job. Says the Gemara, Amra, lo yamar li delavdi deinu dak brinu. I didn't know that it was someone else, a third party's money. She could easily claim. I thought it was my son's money, whatever. You know, I just put it in I put it on the kitchen table and I left it there. I didn't understand that I had to do such a good job here as a shomer. I just thought it's family money and who cares? So, okay. So, Neymalei Amaylei Amalo. So then maybe the Taina should be on the first shomer. Why didn't you tell her that it was third party money and she should do a better job watching it? So Amar, he can claim, no, the opposite. Kol Shekein, I thought, my mother, that if I tell her it's my money, I thought she cares more about my money than a third party money. So I thought I'm doing a good thing by telling her, or at least not telling her directly, but at least indicating that it's my money, so she'll do a better job watching it. So everybody has a tain over here. The Shomer himself says, I gave it to a proper person. I gave it to my mother. I thought she'd do a good job. The mother says, no one told me that I was becoming a Shomer over here, so I didn't know what was going on. So what do you do? Zalama Rava. Rava says, everybody has to make a shvua midrabbana. Mishtaba ihu dahanu zuzi ashim alima. So the original Shomer has to make a shvua midrabbana at least, that he gave it over to a proper Shomer, to his mother. Mishtaba ima, the mother swears, dahanu zuzi ashim mikatalisa of inga. Right? So she has to make a shvua that she put it, she didn't throw it away. She has to at least make a shvua that it was stolen from her, right? That she doesn't have the money and she's hiding it or something like that. That's also, we said, anytime that you're a kaifar kol, we said you have to make a shvua that you don't have the money with you. So she has to make a shvua of that. Upater. And now everybody's going to be putter in this case. This poor shomer gets in trouble. Taisus goes through a whole cheshbon over here. Taisus says, so every time you give someone money or food to watch, the wife's just going to come eat it and no one's going to know, and you're just going to get off the hook from that. So Taisa has a slightly different way of learning the sugya, but you have to be aware that when you give it to someone, in this case, you end up in a catch-22. The first guy can't be chayv, second guy can't be chayv. Unfortunately, the mafkin in this case ends up losing. And we have another case like that. Who up at Chapa Diasmi? Someone who's responsible for the assignment's money. The Zavin Lutura. He went ahead and took his cash of the assignment, and he bought a shor, right? He bought an animal that they need to work in the fields, whatever it is. So he bought an animal. Liasmi. Umasu lebikra. Now he's the shaymim are kitanim over here, and they're not going to be able to watch the animal. So he hired a shepherd. And the shepherd said, no problem. Yes, what I do professionally, bring me over the animal, and I'll take care of it. Okay. So masu lebikra. This is a shemer socher. He gave it to the aroa. Lehavale kichi vishini. Nobody paid attention that this particular animal did not have proper teeth and gums. And therefore, it needs a lot more work to make sure it's going to eat. Otherwise, it's going to starve to death because it won't be able to chew. So, lemechel, it's for eating. Vemis, and it turns out, while the animal was by the shepherd, the animal starved to death and died. Okay, who's responsible now? So, Amar Chama said the same idea. Heichen edainu dainu lahaydina. How should a dayin paskin this halacha? Name an apitropos yil shalim. You're going to tell the apitropos that you did not do a good job with the money of your simim. You bought this bad animal and you have to pay. Amar, he could claim, anala bikramasarati. What do you mean? I bought an animal. I don't know anything about animals. I don't know what to look at. I want not to look at. I bought the animal and I gave it over to the shepherd. A, the shepherd maybe should have checked the animal and told me that something was wrong with the animal. And either way, the shepherd was responsible for feeding it. You have to get a bottle and feed it milk or whatever it is. Do that. But it's not my problem. I gave it to the bakra. I gave it to the shepherd. So, namely, the bakra is shalim. What do you want to say? You want to tell the shepherd that he's responsible and he has to pay back to Yosemim? Amar, anaba hadi turak mina. I took this animal. No one told me I was doing an inspection on the animal. I took the animal, I put it in the herd with all the rest of the animals, and ukhla shadila, and I threw food to all the animals like I throw them all the time. I don't check every animal to see if it's eating or not eating. It has teeth. It doesn't have teeth. And therefore, what do you want from me? And therefore, both of them have a proper claim to say that they're potter and they're not pashim, and the Yisraelim would lose. Says my wait a second. Michti, bakur shemer sacher diyasmiu. This shepherd is not just a shemer chinam. He's a shemer sacher. He's getting paid. And if you're getting paid, you're supposed to do a better job to make sure the animal's being taken care of properly. And you should have checked to see if it's eating or not eating, etc., and taking care of it. So that in that case, all things being equal, we should be mechayev the shepherd. That's the shepherd's job. When you give an animal to a shepherd, it's make sure it doesn't get stolen, make sure it doesn't get hurt, and make sure it eats properly. And I'm paying you for that, and therefore you should make sure you're doing a good job. So you're right. If we were talking over here about the Yisraelim losing money, and it's Yisraelim who we care about, then you're right. We would make the shemer sacher, the roeh, have to pay back. We're talking about over here, where at the end of the day, the Yisraelim have like an insurance policy. They're not losing money. Why they're not losing money? The shtachu lemar de tura. They found the guy who sold the animal to the apachapas in the first place. And they went back to him and said, it's a mekachtos. Who buys an animal without teeth? And therefore you owe us back the money. The deal was never a good deal. Pay us the money. So now you have a very interesting halacha over here. So now the Yisraelim are covered. They got their money back from the original seller of the animal. Says the Gemara, Elaman Katoin. So I don't say this. And when they came to Rabbi Bar Chama fighting, who was fighting with who? Who's the two parties in this deal? Says the Gemara, the Tura Katoin. You know what the answer is? The original owner of the animal who sold it, wants to make a taina on the roeh that you should have told me that the animal was missing teeth now and either fed it or I would have taken it and brought it to a vet and get it taken care of. Now, Rashi points out over here, this is a very funny situation. This is a classic case that we had in the Mishnah before where it's a soicha that gave it to a shoyl, right? So I gave it to one person gives it to a second person. And now you're telling me the original owner has a taina on the last party. This goes like, right? So this goes back to that whole question, Rashi says, of when I give it to a shoyl and he gives it to a second person, who's going to be a responsible party over here? So you buy leidon. So he says, you should have told me. Now, even though he wasn't working directly for him, but the mice, it's a similar case. So what do you mean, tell me? My Modinale, Mie de Yoda, the Mekach tells you. What do you mean you have to tell the original owner? The original owner is the one who had the animal to begin with. Doesn't he know that it's missing teeth? Says, and that's the whole reason it was a Mekach tos, and he gave the money back to the Yisraelim. So no, Havi Basafsira. We're talking about where the original owner was a wholesaler. The Zava Mehacha, Mazmin Lehacha. He just buys and sells animals. He doesn't inspect every single one. And if he doesn't inspect every single one, he never knew. And Echanami, in terms of the Yisraelim, he has to give them their money back. But he still wants to have a claim on the roeh that you are ke'ilu now working for me. And if you're ke'ilu now working for me, you should have told me it was missing. Now the roeh says, I don't know who you are. I got it from Napi Trappist. What do you want from, like, what does it have to do with me, Bechlal? So this gets into that whole discussion of the way the Mershonim explaining it, when you have a mekachtos, okay, and now I have not yet given the animal back, or in this case, the animal died. So in the interim, the person who had the animal, what is his status? Is he a Shemer Chinam or is he a nobody? If he's a Shemer Chinam, and then that Shemer Chinam now gives it over to a Shemer Sacher, so then you very clearly you can say the original owner says, I have a claim now in that Shemer Sacher. But if the middle person was a nobody, was a Mekach Tos, come get back to your animal, now I'm not responsible at all, then the giving it over to a Shemer Sacher has nothing to do with the original owner. So how do you look at this situation? And that was this is what Rabbi Rechama is struggling with. Hilchach says, Rabbi Rechama says, Meshtabi Yidu Ava Yada. He has to swear that he didn't know, so that no one can blame, so therefore he has a taina. Rashi says, we make a pshara. I don't know what the pasuk in this case, so we make a pshara. The pshara is mishalim bikra. The roe pays dmei basar bezul. He pays a cheap amount of money, which we normally say is 2/3 of the price. Which we're all over Shas, we say this is the amount of money you would pay for an animal off season. So normally you have the time when you have the shuk, when people are coming and buying and selling animals, prices are relatively high because there's a lot of demand. Off season, when it's not the shuk, then already you're going to pay a cheaper amount, and therefore that's called dmei basar bezul. A similar case. Who gave the ifkid kishusa gabi chaver? He gave his friend hops to watch that you used to make beer from. Have a lady deinami kari the kishusa. He had his own. The shemer had his own giant pile of hops. Amalei l'sarsi, the shemer said to his beer maker, my high ramya, go take some hops from over there, but he didn't specify clearly where, and make beer. So Azal Rami Meidach, the beer master, went and took the hops that he had taken for Shmira. So now those are gone. Some Rav Amram, same thing. Hechen Adayin Dan Aydina, how should we paskin this? Namely, Dezil Shalom, to tell the Shomer to pay for the missing hops. Amar, no, Amri Lemei Hai Ramya. I told the Sarsay to take from mine. Not for the ones I'm watching. He made the mistake. Name of the Sarsis Hashem to tell the beer master to pay. Amar loy amalei mihai rami mihai loy rami. Tear me. He didn't tell me which ones. He told me to take it from this pile, but he didn't tell me not to take it from the other pile. I just assumed it's all the same. It's not my fault. It's not his fault. Everybody's stuck. If when the beer master went to get the hops, they were stored in different places. And you see it took him a longer time because with Stum he had gone to get the hops that were already locked up. So Goli, and the owner didn't say anything. So Goli, not the owner, the original Shemer, Goli died to the Nichele. Then obviously he was agreeing to the ones he took and it's his fault. So okay, we're talking about it was all in the same place. There was no difference. There was no way for the Shemer to know. And therefore, everybody's stuck. Again, the original owner seems to be stuck. So I don't understand. At the end of the day, the shemer ended up with beer. And that beer was made from the other person's hops. You're going to have to pay back. There's two halachas over here. There's a halacha of a shemer. Am I responsible as a shemer? Did I do a negligent job watching your hops? Question number one. Question number two is, I used your hops to make beer. If I used your hops to make beer, I have to pay you back for that, right? For me making beer from your hops. I got hanof. I got hanof. I have to pay you back anyways. Summer of Samo. We're talking about a case where he didn't make good beer. It ended up spoiling. The beer became spoiled. And therefore, I did not get hanof. Therefore, my only chiyuv is mitam the shmira. Ravashi Amar Bikisi. Ravashi says, we're talking about where the hops that I was watching were rotten or had thorns and stuff in them. And therefore, they were not useful. And therefore, in that case, what do you do? So it says, the Mishalim de Dmei Kisi, Rashi says, Dmei Kashash or Koitzel, if you mashash Bia. And if you got some Hana from it, then and it's cheap here, whatever Hana you got. But in terms of Dine Shmira, again, we've fallen between the cracks. Each person over here involved says, it's not my fault. If it's not my fault, the original Mafkin is going to be out of luck. Okay.